half Irish, which I like, it's great. But the best thing about that is that I'm legally entitled to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'm allowed to wear those big funny hats and drink copious amounts of Guinness, point at strangers and say, top of the morning to you, and sing Oh Danny Boy, even though the only words I know are Oh Danny Boy. And not only am I a little bit Irish, but also I went to a Catholic school. And I was taught by very angry nuns. They were angry all the time. And my theory as to why the nuns were always angry is not because they were dealing with children all day. No. They didn't have any pockets. Now, bear with me, I know you may not get this, but if I didn't have any pockets, I'd be angry all the time, you know, wondering where to put my Oyster card. And a nun with no pockets, she would be really, really, really angry indeed. And also, if she had a really bad cold, she'd have to resort to putting the tissues up her sleeve. Her arm would get covered in snot. And she wouldn't feel sexy, would she? An arm covered in snot. Having said that, if you're a nun, being sexy might not be your first priority. Having said that, if I were a nun, I would want to be sexy for Jesus. I'll happily walk around town in my bra and minikers, smoking a holy cigar and humming the Hollyoaks theme tune. But I didn't enjoy school, not because of the angry nuns, because I was bullied. You're lovely, and I want to have sex with all of you. No, I was bullied. Remember one time I had the flu, and I had to take a few days off school. And when I returned, there was graffiti over the school fence, which said, Paul Barclay sucks cocks. Of course I was angry. How dare they? How dare they misspell the word Cox? C-O-K-Z, trying to be trendy. If you're going to insult me, at the very least, use a dictionary. Or a thesaurus. Or both. Now, but the one good thing about not being an adult is not having to deal with the stress of moving house. Because that's your parents' responsibility, isn't it? And recently, I've been trying to find somewhere on the internet, and I wasn't having much luck, because what I realised is that people who advertise on the internet are all lying bastards. They make stuff up. Now, I saw this place from Gumtree, and they look really good. You know, the housemates describe themselves as free lads looking for fun. And I thought to myself, yes, perfect, because I'm looking for fun too. I've always wanted to go to Fort Park or a roller disco. Anyway, I went round and had a look, and I was disappointed. Disappointed. Because when they said they were looking for fun, what they meant by that is having hardcore, penetrative sex with them. It wasn't going to happen. No, because I have principles, and they look like trolls. Trolls who've been to the local troll plastic surgeon and said, hey, Mr. Troll, we want to look more like a troll.